4:07, Pakistan's Supreme Court has upheld its decision to acquit Asia Bibi on charges of blasphemy. The 54-year-old Christian was on death row for 8 years until she was acquitted in October. The case has fueled demand for Pakistan to do more to protect minorities and change its blasphemy laws. Andrew Boyd is a spokesperson for Release International, which describes itself as an interdenominational ministry which aims to help persecuted Christians. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning to you.
And what's your reaction, first of all, to the Supreme Court ruling?
Well, we are absolutely delighted. Release International is cheering them on, along with so many other people. It takes a great deal of courage to, first of all, make that decision to acquit her, secondly, to uphold that decision when you have thousands of people on the streets baying for your death. It's not just Asia Bibi's death they've been calling for, but the deaths of the judges involved in this case and even the overthrow of the government. So the real issue today, of course, as Asia Bibi is considered now to be on her way to Canada, is what happens to the rest of the Christian minority in Pakistan, because we've seen so many times in the past that mobs have called for reprisals. And the whole question here of the blasphemy law is it just takes an accusation to bring down a mob and to end people's lives. We've seen this happen a great deal. So Release International is calling for a tightening of security to protect Pakistan's very vulnerable Christian minority who have been told to brace themselves for reprisals.
And how many Christians are we talking about? Are there many of the Christian faith, or indeed other religions, in jail in Pakistan because of the blasphemy laws?
Well, Christians make up about 1.6% of the population. That's a small percentage, but it's a big country. But in terms of those who are in jail for blasphemy, there's a disproportionate number of Christians who've been jailed. Release partners estimate 218 Christians are in jail. There are Muslims and others as well. But Christians are targeted, particularly in Pakistan, because there is a move to create what they consider to be an Islamic purity in that country, and that often turns into violence. And that's the real concern today, what happens there. So Release is calling for those 200 cases to be reviewed in the light of this Supreme Court decision. And also, we've been campaigning along with others for years for the blasphemy laws themselves to be repealed. There
is
no place for them.
Because obviously there is an attitude issue here, because as you say, an accusation can lead to a mob getting together and people have lost their lives because of it.
Absolutely right. You're not going to change the attitude or culture of a nation like that overnight. But what the Supreme Court has done and the judges in the Supreme Court have done is take a stand for courage and the rule of law. The alternative in Pakistan is fear and the rule of the mob. Every politician who's campaigned for even a debate on the blasphemy laws has been assassinated or threatened. That has to change in Pakistan. This has been a courageous step forward.
Andrew Boyd from Release International, thank you very much for that.